And last week, while discussing how the pandemic is affecting local real estate prices, Mark Ting mentioned that the group he felt were most at risk of financial loss were condo speculators. And after that interview, several listeners wrote in wanting more information about the condo market. So Mark is back to continue the discussion. He's our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon.
Now, last week when you were speaking with Gloria, you mentioned that Canadian sales and real estate prices were hitting all-time highs, new highs. What do those stats mean for the condo market?
Well, actually, the condo market hasn't hit new highs. They peaked out in January of 2018 at an average price of $750,000. And since then, prices have dropped by about 8% to $693,000. So when you see those headlines that Canadian real estate is hitting all-time high, it's largely because the gains achieved by the detached home market have outweighed the price drops seen in the condo market. So that's just pushed the overall average higher. So it's really a tale of two markets, detached and condo. The former has experienced a very tight market where there's still multiple offers. That's very common. Whereas the latter, we're seeing a surge of inventory, and it looks to be a buyer's market.
Okay, so how much has the number of condos listed changed?
Right now, there's over 6,000 active listings, which is thousands more than what we saw back in April or May. Now, granted, at that time, sellers were very reluctant to list their homes because they didn't want strangers walking through their homes during a pandemic. However, as the restrictions relaxed, we saw a pretty big increase in the number of listings, particularly over the last 2 months, where we saw on average about 2,900 new listings per month. And you compare that to the average monthly sales since April, which came in at just under 1,000. So this trend seems to be continuing. Like September, we won't know the numbers until later, but from what I'm hearing, still a very active market. Inventory is moving, but we're still seeing a lot of condos coming on the market.
And this is just anecdotal, but I've certainly seen a lot of sale signs for condos in my neighborhood go up in the last couple of weeks. People wanting a bit more space was the reason that's been cited with the folks I've talked to. But what are the main reasons that you're hearing about why people are selling their condos?
Yeah, you nailed it. It's space. A lot of people did not feel comfortable or still don't feel comfortable living in a condo during a pandemic where they have to share common areas like elevators and hallways. Also, like the utility of the condo has changed. Pre-COVID, homeowners spent, I don't know, maybe 12 hours a day in their condo, and much of that time they were sleeping. Most of their work and entertaining took place outside of their homes, particularly if you lived in the downtown. But during COVID, homeowners were stuck at home and they missed having that space. They wanted that backyard, that extra room for an office. Also, if you consider what makes living downtown desirable, like the energy, the culture, the sports events, none of that's happening. Or if it's happening, it's being dialed down. And the result is those who could afford it have been listing their condos and been buying the detached homes in the suburbs.
What does that mean for prices?
Well, prices we're seeing right now, detached markets is tight, so they're going up, and condo markets, we're seeing cracks.
Okay, so what about the detached homeowners? Can you a little bit more about why their market is so tight? I guess it's limited inventory, and a lot of people want a yard now.
Yeah, so pre-COVID, there's this huge expectation that there'd be a wave of inventory, a single detached homes inventory, because everyone expected these boomers would be selling their homes, raising money to help fund their retirement, and then downsize to a condo. So that would soak up the condo market. But COVID really put this trend on hold. And I just think back at my parents. My parents were considering downsizing, but the lockdown made them realize just how lucky they are to have a backyard. And, you know, they could still safely spend time with their friends and family in person, not over Zoom. And my parents are not alone. Lots of people think this way. And we see lots of homeowners have taken their homes off the market. And that's why we've seen the detached home market selling well and prices increases because the supply is low and the demand's high.
I wonder if we might see some of those parents having kids moving back home too with things going the way they are.
I'm sure my parents don't want that.
No. Well, you never know, Mark. No, last week you singled out condo speculators as the group that is most at risk. Why is that?
they just got a lot going against them at the moment. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is the doubling or tripling of the condo strata insurance. Like, that problem hasn't gone away, and it continues to be a big hurdle for potential buyers. And then you combine that with the increasing condo inventory caused by people forced to sell because of job loss or the end of the mortgage deferral program, which is going to happen in October. And you're also seeing hundreds of condos, pre-sale condos. They're going to be completing in 2021. And some of those units will be put on the market, and they're going to be competing with the existing stock. So all these variables are negative for the condo real estate speculator. And I predict a lot of them will lose money. And I keep hearing people say, you know, they're saying you can't lose money buying real estate. That's absolutely not true. If your timing is wrong, if you overpay or you buy in the wrong area, you can for sure lose money.
So what's your advice for people who might be thinking about buying a condo?
Well, today condo buyers are very different from the people who were buying during the condo peak of 2018. Back then, prices were steadily going up, and there was a lot of greed and speculation in the market. Today, we're seeing a lot less real estate market speculation. Most of the buyers are local, and they're purchasing for personal use. So I guess my advice is to be patient. Like, watch this market. I don't know what's going to happen. It's been a weird year, but I would be watching this market into 2021, possibly 2022. And there's a lot of people who bought multiple units during the peak of the condo market, and I think a lot of them will be forced to sell at a loss. So their crisis could be an opportunity. So if you see that the inventory continues to pile up and prices keep decreasing, you know, those are conditions that favor the buyer. So at that time, under those conditions, negotiate hard and don't be afraid to make offers.
Well, thanks so much for your time this afternoon, Mark.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.